Feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back. John Audius with you. Big Ten women's basketball tonight as Wisconsin is on the road in the Pacific Northwest, ready to take on the Washington Huskies from Alaska Airlines Arena. Let's take a look at the starting lineup, starting first with the home team Huskies under their fourth-year coach, Tina Langley. They're 11-4 this season and 2-1. In the Big Ten. And the starting lineup looks like this. Xavia Seller. Seller is a 5'7 sophomore. Sellers is leading the team at 15.2 points per game. She's coming off 24 in a win at Illinois. Hannah Steins is 5'11 and a junior, scores about 9 points per game. Dalea Daniels is 6'4 and the grad student, scores about 11. She's a transfer from Cal and has over 1,000 career points. Elle Ladine is a 5'11 junior. Just a couple of games ago, scored 40 at Northwestern. And Tyra Eke is 6'3 and a senior, leads the team in blocks per game at almost 2 per contest. Starting lineup for Wisconsin Badgers under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley. The Badgers are 10-5 this season and 1-3 in the Big Ten. Carter McCray is a 6'1 sophomore, has scored in double figures 6 of her last 8 games. Tess Myers, a 5'9 grad student, scores about 7 per game, shoots 35% from the 3-point arc. Ronnie Porter is a 5'4 junior guard, 5 assists per game. That's good for third best in the Big Ten. Natalie Leitzinger, a 5'8 grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin, scores about 8 per game for the Badgers. And Sarah Williams, the 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York, 10 double-doubles this season, a preseason All-Big Ten selection. Williams, 18 points per game. That is good for fourth in the conference. And the opening tip-off is controlled by Wisconsin. Badgers feed it down low to Sarah Williams. Low block left. Williams has it. Turnaround left of the lane. First shot of the game. Bounces off the rim, and it's no good. Rebound, Washington. Huskies have it in their front court, just underway in the first quarter. Daniels throws a pass over to the right side, where it's picked up by Sellers. Now they go inside. There's a dribble down low. That's Eke. Eke trying to find her teammate on the baseline. She finds Daniels. Now to the corner. Here's a three ball attempted by Steins, and it's no good. And the rebound is collected by Wisconsin. So Wisconsin with the basketball right now. 9:13 to go in this first quarter. Here's Porter finding Sarah Williams. Williams at the free throw line. Back out to Porter. Porter, pull up mid-range, left side, and it's in. So Ronnie Porter hits the jumper, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin in the first quarter, under 9 minutes to play. Other side, Williams gets a piece of the shot by Daniels, and the Badgers pick it up going the other way.
Two shots coming up.
Here is Carter McCray.
Falls on number 32.
Down low, McCray tries a shot, and she is fouled down low on the left. So it'll be Carter McCray now to the free throw line. 2-0 Wisconsin, thanks to a Ronnie Porter jumper here in the first quarter. McCray, transfer from Northern Kentucky. She was the Horizon League Freshman of the Year last season. And now she's at the free throw line. And the first one by McCray is up, and that one's going to fall in.
Now in the game for your Huskies, number 5, Tegan Brown.
3-0 Wisconsin. Here's McCray's second one. And that one goes in. So the Badgers up 4-0 now in the first quarter. 8:42 and counting to go in this first quarter. Badgers and Huskies. Here comes Washington with the basketball. This is Sellers up the right sideline. Sellers cuts to the middle of the court. Down the lane. And Sellers hangs in the air and flips in a shot. It's good. So Sellers with the jumper, and it's 4-2 now, Wisconsin. Badgers scored the first 4 points of this game. Here is Williams down deep on the right. Got her pocket picked, and it's stolen by Steins. Other way for Washington. Huskies trailing by two. First quarter, about 2 minutes gone by, almost 2 minutes gone by. Here's a pull-up left baseline, missing everything on the jumpers. Daniels, rebound goes to Wisconsin. Porter with the push into the front court. Porter leaves it off for Leitzinger, trailing the play. Now she'll put it on the floor, downhill to the rim. No. And then fighting for the rebound is Sarah Williams, and a jump ball called as Williams and Daniels trying to corral that one. And it'll be Washington basketball. Huskies receiving votes in the AP Top 25 with an 11-4 record. Badgers come in 10-5. Here's Daniels, free throw line jumper, and it's in. 4-4 now in the first quarter. 7:34 to play in this opening quarter. The Badgers and the Huskies. And here's a pass nearly intercepted by Ladine. Badgers play to the right side. That's Leitzinger. Now Porter has it out on top. Screen set by Williams. Porter to the right elbow. Throws it back over to Sarah. Left elbow. Her cross-court pass is going to be headed out of bounds, but was it tipped by a Husky? I think it was. I think it should be Badgers basketball with six on the shot clock. 4-4 between the Badgers and the Huskies. Now Wisconsin with the shot clock winding down. It's Porter for three. It's no good off the right side. Rebound. Williams down low. She goes up. No. Got her own rebound and then gets fouled. So Sarah Williams and the Badgers back at the free throw line. Carver McCray was just there a couple of possessions ago. All right. So the Badgers now at the charity stripe. Wisconsin trying to go up by two. Williams needs to hit two, though, at the free throw line. The first one will roll around and fall through. Williams is a 75% free throw shooter this season. The Badgers junior, fourth in the Big Ten. Check it, sixth in the Big Ten, rather, at 18 points per game. Second free throw is good, and the Badgers lead it by two. It's a 6-4 Wisconsin lead now. Here's Ladine driving to the left baseline. Double team, bouncing in the paint. Daniels with the basketball defended by Williams. She'll bring it back out with the dribble. Daniels, head of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Gives it up to Sellers. Crossing over on Porter on the right side. Lane line right, kick to the corner. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Badgers playing some tough defense. Here's a shot by Brown. It's no good as the shot clock sounds. Picked up by Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 6-4 Wisconsin lead. Here's Ronnie. On the left side, feeding McCray in the paint. Carter McCray turning, twisting, falling to the floor, and a travel call. 6:24 to play in this opening quarter. Badgers coming in, scoring 66 points per game. That is last among Big Ten teams. The Huskies are 11th in the conference in scoring at 73 points per game, and Wisconsin needs to start putting some points on the board. The Badgers in this three-game losing streak have struggled scoring. They scored 52 in a loss to Indiana, 50 in a loss to Minnesota, and then 52 just a few days ago against Oregon. Here are the Huskies working. Down the lane, it's Ladine off the window for two. 6-6, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Myers, quick three in the corner, the other side for the Badgers. That one clangs off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Steins. Here comes the Huskies front court. Steins outside left. I'll drop it off inside. Here's a shot by Daniels over Williams. Too strong. Rebounded by Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. Douglas rumbles into the front court with the basketball. Gives it up to Porter on the right arc. 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter. We're tied at 6 between the Badgers and the Huskies. Porter to Williams. Right elbow. Williams downhill to the rim. Missed the driving layup. Rebound into the lap of Brown. The 5'10 junior gives it up to Sellers. Here comes the sophomore from Anchorage, Alaska, working on Hallie Douglas. Finds her teammate who was trailing the play, Daniels. Gives it to Daniels down the lane, and the layup's in. 8-6 Washington. Huskies lead the Badgers. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Tess Myers pushing it past to Ronnie Porter on the left. Porter gives it up inside. This is Hallie. Douglas with it. Douglas, right hand up. It's going to roll through. Hallie Douglas asserting herself down low. 6'1 grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois. Scores about 4.5 per game. Has two on the board to tie it. Other side, it's Daniels defended by Williams. Bringing it back out to Ladine. Leitzinger will check her defensively. Bouncing to Daniels at the free throw line. To the right corner. Rising for three. It's Brown. It's short. And Brown. Nope. Check it. That Steins gets the rebound. And now a whistle stops play.
Wisconsin ball. We need a timeout on the floor. 4:19 to go.
All right. We've got a timeout on the floor with about 4 minutes to play. Let's pause 10 seconds before we take a break. 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Washington tied at 8 with 4:19 to play in the first quarter. We'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. John Audius with you. The Badgers are in Seattle, Washington, taking on the Washington Huskies at Alaska Airlines Arena, where Washington has won 8 games this season. They're 8-2 at home this year. Badgers looking for their first road conference win of the season. 8-8 your score, about 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Wisconsin 2 of 9 from the floor. Washington is 4 of 11 from the field so far. Wisconsin trying to do a better job getting the ball to Sarah Williams as well. Williams and Wisconsin struggled in the last game on the West Coast at Oregon when they lost 68-52 in that game. Williams took 3 shots and scored just a total of 3 points. First quarter continues with Natalie Leitzinger giving it up to Ronnie Porter out on top for the Badgers. Hard screen by McCray. Pick and roll back to McCray. Down low on the left. She'll fire it out to the left side. Here's a 3 by Myers. Draws air. Douglas on the ground trying to pick it up. Taps it out to Myers, off to the right side. It's Porter for 3. It's no good. Ball tipped into the air, but it's grabbed by the Huskies. Daniels with it. Front court. Stops on a dime. Leaves it up to her teammate trailing. That's McDonald. And now a whistle away from the basketball. Stops play. That was they're talking to Ladine now.
Whistle timeout on the floor.
And it looks like There's going to be a timeout on the floor, as you could hear in the background. Not sure what happened to Ladine, but she's bloody. I think she's got some blood on her jersey. Not sure when or where that occurred, but she's going to have to be helped back to the locker room now. So that is Ella Dean, the 5'11 junior, 15 points per game, 15.2 points per game, tied for the team high. Ladine ran into McCray on a screen, and then I'm not sure if she got cut up around. Watching a replay again. Looks like she grabs her around her right eye. So it might have been cut on the forehead. So Ladine out of the game for Washington. Sellers pushes a pass off to the right side where it's caught by Steins, working on Porter into the paint. A short jumper is no good. Daniels grabs the miss, and a foul called against Wisconsin and Carter McCray. Gray and the Badgers could call for that foul. 3:24 to play in this first quarter. We are tied at 8 apiece. Team foul number one. First foul called against McCray. On the floor for Wisconsin, Leitzinger, Myers, Douglas, Porter, and McCray. First meeting between these two teams in quite some time, 2013. Now they're going to have to go out into the court and kind of wipe up some of the blood spots that they missed from Ladine when she had to leave the game. Yeah, last time the Badgers were in Seattle at Alaska Airlines Arena, December 13th of 2013. It was a Washington win. Badgers have won just once in this series. That came in 2001. And now they've got someone wiping up the blood just randomly all over wherever they can find it on the court. As Ladine had bumped into Carter McCray on a screen, and by the time they got to the other side of the floor, she had caught a glimpse of her jersey. I believe she had blood on her jersey, rather. And she had to go back to the locker room. I'm not sure they got some one of those Tide sticks or whatever. Maybe just a new jersey would probably be the easiest way. You know, those stain sticks, you put them on your, in case you're messy. 8-8 first quarter, 3:24 to play. Now I think we're ready to go. They've wiped up enough spots on the court, at least that they could find.
Basketball.
And the Huskies will be inbounding baseline left. It's McDonald catching the inbounds, leaves it off for Sellers. Now finds Steins in the paint. Steins kicking it out right side. Coppinger into the game. She has it, bounces for Daniels. Posting up on McCray, makes a move, tries the reverse layup. It's no good. It's ripped down by Sarah Williams. Badgers basketball, approaching 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. 8-8, Williams out on top, throws it off to her left where it's caught by Myers. Lob inside, here is Williams down low on the left block, double team, and she traveled.
Traveling has been called against
travel against
Badgers.
Williams, and the Huskies get it back. Washington is 0 for its last five from the floor. The Huskies haven't scored in 3 minutes. Badgers hoping to continue that trend. Settling in defensively now against the Huskies, who have it at the right elbow. It's McDonald with the basketball. Williams steps up defensively, off to Sellers. Long three on the left side, skims off the rim, no good. Tracked down by Williams. Rebound to Wisconsin. 8-8 in the first quarter. 2:37 and counting to play in this opening quarter. Here's the Badgers' Ronnie Porter, third in the Big Ten in assists per game with five per contest. Bouncing down deep left block. Here's a move by McCray to the glass. No good with the shot, and it's rebounded into the hands of McDonald. Huskies push to the front court. Here comes Sellers coming in from the left side. Pull up in the lane. Jumper comes up empty. Picked up by Hallie Douglas across the timeline. Douglas still with the dribble. Has it at the head of the key. Gives it to McCray. Badgers will reset. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Still tied at 8. Here's Porter out on top behind a wedge screen. Dribbles to her right. Finds Williams. Long jumper from 18. No good. It rimmed out. Rebound to Douglas. Offensive rebound for the Badgers. Douglas at the right elbow. Tried to pass it out to her teammates. Then turned and faced the rim and hit the jumper. Douglas from 15 feet out. And Hallie Douglas is having herself a game now so far. 10-8 Wisconsin. A minute 43 to play in the first. A drive down low. Williams gets the block. Picked up by the Huskies. Off to the right side. Three missed by Steins. Steins tracks it down at the top of the key. Now Sellers tries a three, and it's good. Just left the center. That's Xavier Sellers. 45% shooter from downtown this season. And Washington takes the lead with a minute 24 to play in the first. 11-10 Huskies. Here's Sarah Williams. Down low on the right, over a double team. The shot is no good. The ball is picked up by McCray underneath the hoop. Badgers get a fresh shot clock. Now a quick jumper. Hallie Douglas delivers again. Douglas with the long jumper near the left elbow this time. 12-11 Wisconsin with the lead. And that should be a walk on the other side as McDonald got called for steps. So Wisconsin will have the basketball back. It was funny down the previous possession for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams was double teamed, went up for a shot, kind of hit the bottom of the backboard, and then just bounced down to the ground, and nobody picked up the ball. It just was bouncing there. And Williams was trying to say she was fouled. The Huskies players were like, hey, good play. And then Badgers eventually picked it up and scored. Here's Leitzinger left side. How about a long three? And it rolls in. Leitzinger lights it up from downtown. 12-11 Wisconsin, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Check it, 15-11 now after that three. The Badgers on top by four. Approaching 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Jumper, Daniels, left of the lane, no good. And it's ripped down by Douglas. She's doing everything for Wisconsin in the first quarter. Cron, skip pass, far corner. Leitzinger accelerates toward the rim. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Williams off the window for two. 17-11 Wisconsin. 12 seconds to go in the first. Washington, front court. The Badgers have a six-point lead, down to 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Steins has it, defended by Douglas, crossing over on Hallie. In the lane, lost the basketball, grabbed by Cron in the backcourt, buzzer sounds. She won't get the shot away, and after the first quarter, Wisconsin has a six-point lead on Washington. The Badgers lead the Huskies 17-11 and end the first quarter on a 7-0 run. 6-point lead for the Badgers after the first 10 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
And welcome back. The Badgers in Seattle, Washington tonight, taking on the Washington Huskies. And Wisconsin ends the first quarter on a 7-0 run. It's 17-11, the Badgers, after the first 10 minutes of play. Big first quarter for Hallie Douglas. 6 points and four rebounds for the fifth-year Badger. Hey, Badgers fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game on Saturday, January 11th at the Kohl Center. Tip time at 1:30. Select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. Can't wait to see you at the Kohl Center. Tickets at uwbadgers.com. Then don't forget about January 16th when Wisconsin faces Ohio State. That is a Thursday night at 8 p.m. Once again, tickets available at uwbadgers.com. 4 points, 5 rebounds in that first quarter from Sarah Williams. What a difference. You know, head coach Marissa Mosley was talking about how she has to help put Williams in spots for her to be successful. One of the things coming into the game tonight that Marissa Mosley and the coaching staff was focused on, and Williams has definitely improved from the last game against Oregon when she had 3 shots and 3 points against the Ducks. Just the last game out, also grabbed 8 rebounds. First quarter, 4 points, 5 boards, and 3 blocks. Here's a jumper by Jimenez at the free throw line to start the second quarter. It's no good. Rebound to the Huskies. Washington, front court, Daniels has the rock. Daniels gives it up to Ladine. I believe that's Ladine, who's wearing number 30 now. So she changed jerseys. Because I looked down at my roster, and it'll be a Huskies turnover here. I didn't even see the call, to be quite honest. I was looking down trying to figure out who number 30 was. That's Ladine, who had to leave with blood on her jersey. So she'll be wearing number 30. And then Douglas gets called for a walk on the other side. Wisconsin gives it right back. You know, one thing Marissa Mosley also emphasizing the Badgers needed to do a better job of in this game was hold on to the basketball. A season-high 22 turnovers from Wisconsin in the game on Saturday at Oregon. That number definitely, and the Badgers need to come, it needs to come back down. And the Badgers have been really good holding on to the basketball. They're seventh in the Big Ten for fewest turnovers per game at 14.5. Jumper missed by Daniels at the free throw line into the hands of Wisconsin. Leitzinger will lead the charge into the front court. Finds Porter, left arc. Drops it off inside, return pass to Ronnie. Brings it over to the head of the key now. Porter with the left-hand dribble. All sorts of space. She'll take the jumper, and it's no good. Rebound into the lap of Eke. Washington ball. Huskies front court. Ladine accelerates to the rim and throws it off the window for two. Ladine, 15.2 points per game this season, leading Washington, and that stops the 7-0 run dating back to the end of the first quarter. Leitzinger and the Badgers, though, up by 4. Leitzinger has it with the pass over to Porter. Porter, top of the arc, screen by Williams. Porter has it right of the wheel. Skips it over to the left side. Douglas guides it over to the corner. That's Cron. Flips it inside. Turnaround baseline jumper is short by Williams, and it's picked up by Eke. 6'3 senior for Washington grabs the rebound. Now it's Ladine, front court. Looks inside, kicking it back out. And Washington will reset. Briggs has the basketball, defended by Leitzinger out on the top of the key. Over to Coppinger, just left of center. To Daniels on the left arc. Topside, working. Coppinger, down low on the left. Shot clock's getting down to 5 now. Off to Ladine, top of the key. Screen, Ladine fires inside. Daniels, as the shot clock is winding down, a fadeaway bank shot is in from about 8 feet out. Washington pulls to within 2, and the Huskies have scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. 7:35 to play in the second quarter. Wisconsin with the basketball. Badgers come in 10-5 overall with a 1-3 Big Ten record. Washington 2-1 in the conference and 11-4 overall. Here's Cron bouncing baseline on the right for Douglas, but it's intercepted. Stolen by Daniels as she'll push up the right sideline. Porter greets her at the midcourt stripe. Daniels still with the rock. Swings it over to the left side. Here's a 3 by Briggs. It's no good. Short. Rebound Wisconsin. Porter with the vision up ahead to the front court. Bobbled by Williams and picked up by Washington. Turnover by Wisconsin, their 7th of the evening. I'll drop it off inside. Left shoulder turn, right hand hook, no good by Eke. And there's the 5'4" Ronnie Porter down low amongst the trees with the rebound. Porter zigzagging all the way to the front court, bounces into a defender and gets called for the charge. Porter can't believe it. It was Ronnie Porter going downhill and bouncing into Briggs, who was defending, and the charge was called.
Huskies inbound, backcourt.
17-15, Wisconsin's lead is down to 2. Huskies can tie it here. They've scored the first 4 points of this quarter. Here is Sellers navigating through traffic all the way to the glass. No good. Offensive rebound and the put back in by Eke. 6-0 Washington run to start quarter number two, and we are tied at 17. Porter, wedge screen out on top, finds Douglas wide open, pulls the trigger on three. No good. Tipped out to Sellers. Washington running front court. Ladine passed to the corner, out of bounds. Was it deflected out? That's the question. It was not, so it's a turnover by Washington. That was Coppinger in the corner there saying, what are you talking about? That was touched by them. Saying that was touched by Wisconsin. It'll be Badgers ball, still yet to score. Watching a replay of the Ladine pass. Fired it out. I think Porter got a piece of that. Wisconsin might have caught a break there. Still looking to break the seal on the basket here in the second quarter. Leitzinger finds Porter. Screen. Here's a long jumper. Ronnie drills it. Top of the key for Ronnie Porter. A long two-point shot. Foot on the line. 19-17 Wisconsin. 5:45 and counting to play second quarter. Huskies basketball. Daniels open. Left elbow jumper over McCray. No. Ball tipped into the air. Grabbed by Eke. Washington ball. It's Sellers. Sellers downhill to the rim. And it's in. Xavier Sellers, the 5'7 sophomore. All Pac-12 freshman team last season. Now, of course, Washington in the Big Ten. Sellers with seven, 19 apiece. 5:18 to go, second quarter. Badgers basketball. Porter, long two, short on the right side. Rebound into the lap of Ladine. To the front court, to Sellers. For three on the left wing. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Sellers. Finds Ladine. She'll try a three. Top of the key, it's no good. Porter has it. Runs into the front court. Spins to her right. Caught by Myers. Back to Porter. Fires inside. Williams. Touch pass off to Myers. She'll drive and find some space to Williams. Double team out to Porter. Porter driving in the paint. Spinning it back out to Leitzinger. Shot clock's approaching 10. High post catch. It's Sarah Williams. Step back from 15. No good. Long rebound. Loose. Grabbed by McCray. And a whistle and a foul called. A Huskies player was on the ground. Leitzinger dove on top of Briggs, and Leitzinger will be called for the foul. Timeout on the floor with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. It's Wisconsin 19, Washington 19. And back after this, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
John Audius with you. The Wisconsin Badgers are in Seattle, Washington, playing the Washington Huskies. 19-19 second quarter. Well, tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Even at 19 apiece, Wisconsin's led by Hallie Douglas with 6 points. All those coming in the first quarter. 6 points, 4 boards for Hallie in the first. Those are her numbers right now. Sarah Williams still the same there with 4 points, 5 rebounds. Ronnie Porter has 4 points. The Badgers have scored just 2 points in the quarter. And that's from Porter, who hit a jumper. Porter with 4 overall. Washington is led by Daniels. And the 6'4" forward has 6 points, and 6 rebounds. That's Delea Daniels. From Alaska Airlines Arena, 19-19. 4:35 to play here in the second quarter. Washington has outscored the Badgers by 6 in the quarter at 8-2. Badgers 10-5 start. Bust under head coach Marissa Mosley, now in her fourth season. Trying to get their second Big Ten win of the year, and in the process trying to stop what is now a 3-game losing streak in the conference. Washington basketball. Steins bounces down low on the left. Reverse layup try is missed by Eke. Ripped down by Williams. Wisconsin moves into the front court. It's Porter. Throws it to her left. Picked up by Myers. Tess Myers now directs it over to Ronnie on the right wing. Return pass to Myers out on top. Soft toss. Caught by Williams. Throws it back out to Porter. Flips it inside. This is McCray. Double teamed. Low block right. Kick out. How about Tess Myers for 3? It's short from just right of center. And the ball bounces out of bounds toward the Washington Huskies bench.
Number 4.
Tess Myers could be very beneficial for her to get going a little bit here for the Badgers. Myers, transfer from Duquesne, hasn't scored in double figures since December 8th and was 1 of 6 from the floor on Saturday against Oregon. She's a sharpshooter. She can get going if she gets going. Here's Daniels in the left corner for 3. Delea Daniels for 3. Daniels scores, and then down low, quick shot by Sarah Williams around the restricted arc, and Williams with the right hand and in. 22-21 Washington, 3:23 to play second quarter. 1-point Huskies lead. Here's a drive by Steins. Hesitation dribble to the left elbow. Her bounce pass on the baseline then is stolen by Porter. Ronnie in the front court. Cron feet inside. Here is Williams. Turn around in the lane is through. Williams starting to heat up. Badgers lead it by 1. 23-22. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Washington basketball. Steins, defended by Leitzinger, finds Eke, top of the key. Sellers trying to shake Porter defensively. They try to get it to Sellers. Williams puts her hand in there. Ball's loose on the floor. Leitzinger tied up, held ball called. Steins comes over the top of Leitzinger, who was down on her knees, and ties up Natalie. Held ball. And I believe, see where the possession arrow goes with this one. Williams is going to have a seat on the bench first. 8 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks for Williams. Sarah already leads the Big Ten Conference in blocks per game. She's up over her season average. 2.7 blocks per game this season for Williams, leads the conference. She was, of course, last season's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. It's Washington ball. Ladine's pass is deflected out of bounds by McCray. It'll be Huskies ball underneath their own rim. 2:36 to play second quarter. Wisconsin 23, Washington 22. Sellers inbounding baseline left. Finds Daniels. Delea hands off to Steins. Back to Daniels at the free throw line. Working on McCray. Right around McCray. Layup left hand in. Caught McCray by surprise, I think, on that quick first step. Porter, front court for the Badgers, trailing by 1. Approaching 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Leitzinger, right wing with the basketball, finds McCray, pushes it to Cron, guides it over to the left corner. This is Porter. High toss inside. McCray, down low on the left. McCray, kick out. Cron, top of the key, puts it on the floor. Driving downhill, drops it off. Down low on the right. It's McCray with the lay-in. Cron to McCray, and the Badgers take the lead. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 25-24, Wisconsin. Huskies ball. Steins to Briggs. Now inside to Daniels, working on McCray. Back to the basket. A couple of dribbles. McCray on her. Daniels pivoting. Big Ten logo jumper, no. Steins rebound. Turnaround. Yes. There's the 5'11 junior, Hannah Steins. for two. Washington back on top by one, 26-25. Huskies outscoring the Badgers 17-8 in the quarter. Porter, skip pass. Opposite side of the court. Leitzinger, DeCron, Douglas. They work around to the left side. Shot clock's at six. Here's Porter. Top side. Screen McCray. Ronnie, hesitate. Driving. Shot blocked off the backboard by Daniel. Grabbed by Washington. They've got numbers on the fast break. Ladine for three. Right side. No good. Ball loose. Grabbed by Briggs. Still Washington ball. Under a minute to go. Second quarter. Huskies on top. 26-25. Here's Sellers. Left wing, screen, Sellers working on Porter. Down the lane, layups in, and a foul. Xavier Sellers, an and one. Washington up by three. Porter with the reach in. Sellers fighting through the contact. Porter tried to tie her up, got her on the left forearm. Sellers will have an and one. 76% free throw shooter. Season ago, her freshman year, when she was all Pac-12 freshman team, she shot 74%. Good chance this is going in. We'll see. Sellers trying to get to double figures. Scored 24 and hit five threes against Illinois. She makes that free throw. She's got 10 points.
Ernie McDonald, number 20. In
41 seconds to play in the first half. Wisconsin ball. Huskies on top by four. Cron, three. Right wing, no. Sellers has it. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Don't want to give up anything late here if you're Wisconsin. It's a four-point deficit right now for the Badgers. Wisconsin entered the second quarter up by six. 15 seconds to go in the second. Sellers just dribbling by herself, high right side. Hallie Douglas giving her about 8 to 10 feet. Ladine catches. Ladine, top of the key. Down to 4 seconds. Ladine, a runner left of the lane, banked in right before the halftime buzzer. 31-25. Washington leads Wisconsin at halftime. The Huskies outscored the Badgers 20-8 in quarter number two. Well, coming up at halftime, we will go through these halftime numbers for you. Take a look at the team stats. Take a look at who's doing what individually. Plus, when we come back, my halftime interview is with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. That comes your way next. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Rough second quarter for Wisconsin. The Badgers outscored by 12, 20-8. It was the UW outscoring the UW. That's Washington over Wisconsin at the half. It's 31-25 Washington on top of the Badgers. Time for tonight's halftime interview. And last night I had a chance to catch up with fifth-year Wisconsin player Hallie Douglas. Douglas with a pretty good first half for the Badgers. 6 points, 4 rebounds. That all came in the first quarter. And here is tonight's halftime interview with Hallie Douglas.
At the half with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. So, Hallie, how has the trip to the Pacific Northwest been for you and your teammates?
It's been exciting. I mean, a lot of us have never been out here before, so just kind of a cool new experience with the addition to these teams to the Big Ten.
Yeah. Off the court, have you guys been able to experience, you know, the cities that you've been in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely had more time to explore than we usually do. Tonight, we're going to the Space Needle in Seattle. We got to walk around a little in Oregon and just have time to go to dinners and stuff like that, which has been fun.
Very cool. So how would you describe the first 15 games of the season for Wisconsin, 10-5 record overall?
Yeah, I mean, the first half of our season has been super exciting. Obviously, right now, we haven't won a few games where we wanted to, but that doesn't take away from what we did to start the season. And I think it's just a little rough patch right now, but I'm excited to see how we're going to bounce back. I think we have a really strong and exciting team. So I think we have a really great opportunity ahead of us.
What do you think some of the strengths of this year's team is?
I think it's our versatility. We have a lot of different players that do different things well. And together, I think that really just makes us a well-rounded team.
Talking with 50-year player Hallie Douglas here at the half, 50-year at Wisconsin, I mentioned that. So a lot of games left on the schedule for you and your teammates. But if you could reflect back a little bit for me, what's been your favorite part about being a Wisconsin Badger?
I mean, I've loved it. Obviously, I've been here for 5 years, so you have to love the place to be somewhere for 5 years. So yeah. I've been surrounded by such great teammates throughout my time here. And just like the everyday, the day-to-day things are the things I'm going to miss the most. Just having such a great bond with my teammates, going to practice, laughing on the sidelines, and then obviously playing games and competing and just having those girls that have my back.
Yeah. Is there a moment on the court or maybe a couple moments that you're going to remember most as far as on the court?
I mean, there's a lot in different games, just like winning big games, big moments. Obviously, our run in the NIT last year was huge. Just random Big Ten win games, Big Ten wins were huge that I just will always remember.
Okay. You got time for some either or. I'm going to ask you some either or questions. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Home court crowd or a road upset?
Home court crowd.
Okay.
I'll take either, but.
All right. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Dog.
Dog person. What, do you have a dog?
I do. I have a yellow lab.
Oh, what's their name?
Riggins. He's 6 months old. Just.
I'm sorry. Could you say that? Could you say that one more time?
Riggins.
Riggins. Nice. All right. Let's see here. Would you rather score the most points or lock down the best player?
Lock down the best player.
Mm. Court sprints or weightlifting reps?
Weightlifting reps.
Hmm. Spotify or Apple Music?
I have Apple Music, but I definitely support Spotify more, I think.
Is that where you usually stream your music from, Spotify?
I don't have an account. I wish I did.
Okay.
One day I'll switch over to that.
And then finally, some rapid fire. What's the app you use most then?
Instagram.
Instagram. What's your favorite TV series? Do you have time to watch TV?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's
Anatomy. My all-time favorite.
Okay. Is that just something where you can put that on in the background and you're happy with it?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Perfect. All right. Well, Hallie, thank you so much for the time here at the half. And thanks again. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, John.
All right, there you go. That's Hallie Douglas here at halftime. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common.
Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at Alaska Airlines Arena. The Badgers trail the Washington Huskies 31-25. It was a good start for the UW here tonight. They scored the first 4 points of this game, ended the quarter on a 7-0 run, and led Washington after the first 10 minutes 17-11. But that second quarter was just a little bit too much for the Badgers. Washington outscoring them 20-8. That's how we get to this 31-25 score. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. As a team, Wisconsin shooting 32% from the floor, 10 of 31. Washington, 14 out of 38. That's 37%. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 for Wisconsin, 2 of 10 for Washington. At the free throw line, the Badgers haven't missed off 4 tries. Washington, 1 of 1 and 1 from Xavier Sellers. Let's take a look here at rebounding. Plus 5 for Washington at 25-20 on the offensive glass. Plus 4 for Washington. They lead the Badgers 10-6 in offensive rebounds. And second chance points plus 4 for the Huskies at 12-8 advantage. Off the bench, Wisconsin outscoring Washington 6-0. In the paint, 18 points for the Huskies, 10 for the Badgers. Fast break, 2-0 Wisconsin. Blocks 4 for the Huskies in that first half, 3 from Wisconsin. Each team with 3 steals. Each team has 5 assists. Turnover 7 in that first half for the Badgers, 6 for Washington. Points off those turnovers, Wisconsin plus 3 at 7-4. Washington ended the second quarter on a 7-0 run, and the Huskies lead the Badgers 31-25 at halftime. Let's take a timeout here and come back and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Better performance here from Williams and the Badgers. Williams, 3 of 10 from the floor, also 6 rebounds in 16 minutes and 3 blocks in the first half. 6 points, 4 rebounds in 13 minutes from Hallie Douglas. She really asserted herself offensively in that first half, taking 4 shots and knocking down 3 of them. 4 points from McCray on 1 of 2 shooting with 3 rebounds. Ronnie Porter, 4 points on 2 of 7 shooting with 3 rebounds. And no assists in that first half from Porter. 3 points from Natalie Leitzinger. Leitzinger, 1 of 3 from the floor in 17 minutes of work. And that's the scoring for Wisconsin at the half, 31-25 Washington. One more break and we'll come back with the third quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
John Audi is back with you. The Badgers are in Seattle, Washington at Alaska Airlines Arena, taking on the Washington Huskies. And the third quarter is now underway following the half. 31-25 as the Badgers have it on offense to start. It's inside to Carter McCray. McCray's going to lose the handle. Picked up by Washington. Huskies going to the front court. Coming in from the right side, Sellers to the corner. Leitzinger hits the floor. Here's a driving reverse layup, and it's up and in. Ladine scores 33-25. Here's Porter. Inside is Sarah Williams. Turnaround jumper is going to hit off the back bracket. No good. Ball being fought for. Leitzinger gets it. Tries to go up. And a foul is going to be called.
Welcome. Husky foul on number one, Hannah Steins. First foul.
First team foul against Washington to start the third quarter.
It'll be two shots.
So it'll be Natalie Leitzinger at the free throw line. Now to shoot a pair for the Badgers. And the first one is up and in. Second one goes down. And here comes Washington now, up 33-27. Here's a drive and a runner over Williams. His shot is no good. Rebound, out of bounds.
And it's, let's go to the Badgers.
It'll go to Wisconsin. Six-point lead for the Washington Huskies. Washington receiving votes in the AP Top 25. Not ranked this season. They have won four straight games. The Badgers have dropped three games in a row. Here's Williams. Right block. Williams working, pivoting, throwing to Leitzinger. Extra pass corner to Myers. She'll drive in and kick out. Caught by Leitzinger. Now it's chased down by McCray to Sarah Williams at the Big Ten logo. As the shot clock is winding down, her jumper is short, but a foul.
Husky foul number 32, Tyra Eke. Second foul, second team.
So that'll put Sarah Williams at the free throw line. Trying to get to double figures, yeah? That's foul called against Eke. That is team foul number two now against Washington. Eke got her